And I am very excited to bring our next guest. She has been on our show once before. She is lifetime coach Valerie Orsoni. She has the website lebootcamp.com. Lebootcamp. I love even saying that. And she recently was on – she was just in the Huffington Post talking about the vampire diet. So I wanted to bring her back on. And also, Lee, did you know that lebootcamp.com was voted number 8 best places to work?
Number 8.
So there's only hopefully 7 more when she gets off the phone today – me and you are going to be employees of Le Bootcamp. Valerie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back on your cool show. I love you guys.
Well, we love you. First of all, I went...
You're hiring. That's the big news. Yeah. I didn't know you were hiring.
First of all...
You are hired, both of you.
How did you get to number 8? I want to know, first of all, number 8, like, you're in the top 10.
I know. You know, I bribed all my employees so that...
To say that? You tell them, listen, when they call you...
No, actually, it came as a surprise to me as well. I mean, I'm always trying to do my best to make people feel great about their work and everything. But in the end, if you walk the talk and talk the walk and really apply to your company what you apply to your own life, I guess it just, you know, cascades down
now,
everybody's happy.
Is it because the French, they, you know, there's a law, right, that you can only work a certain amount of time per year? Isn't it by law that,
well,
or is that not true?
Law, come on. If you have a high-powered position, I doubt that you only work 35 hours a week. I guess it's not applicable. I mean, they apply this in plants, you know, where people have this very tiresome job.
Right.
But if you are the VP biz dev of Yahoo in France or Google or a French company, I don't think you can just go to work from 8 to 12, and then, of course, you need 2 hours for lunch, and then from 2 to 5, it's not going to work.
Right. Now, Valerie, I noticed a very close picture between you and Sean Connery the other day.
I love Sean, yeah.
I noticed your head was resting on his chest. You guys look like a couple. Is anything I need to know about you and Sean Connery?
Don't tell that to his wife. His wife is French. She's going to find me. Don't say anything. Micheline, I'm not trying to steal Sean from you, please.
Well, tell us, first of all, what's going on. First of all, you were just in the Huffington Post, and you were talking about the vampire diet. What is this vampire?
It's interesting because this is the most clandestine, I know you pronounce it, an undercover diet right now in Hollywood. And
really?
I just heard Bethany before, and she was talking about leading a healthy life and everything, and she is so right. This is exactly what we do on lebootcamp.com. But now we have all these celebrities to be, starlets, people trying to be, you know, very famous tomorrow or overnight, and they want to be in shape quickly.
Right.
And in our credit card society, they love miracles. They don't want to hear that you have to move your body, that you have to control what you eat. They want a miraculous, I don't know, something like a magic wand.
Right.
And the vampire diet is just exactly that.
So what is it?
The vampire, it's a magic wand.
What do you now, think
you
it
drink,
is?
Blood. You got to drink blood. It comes from...
You sleep all day.
Yes. You hang out at night.
With hot skinny girls. Right.
And you have to wear tight clothing because if you wear tight clothing a lot, it'll probably won't make you eat as much, right? Well,
that's one of the side effects. This one is good, actually. If you wear tight clothing, you're going to understand better where your body stands, and it might help you curb your appetite for some, you know, bucket of ice cream.
Right.
However, the concept behind the vampire diet is that you just eat red foods at each meal.
Red foods.
And that's extremely limiting, as you can tell.
Yes. Tomatoes.
And
Skittles. M&M's.
M&M's. Red M&M's. Watermelon.
Yeah.
Wow. Cherries.
Cherries.
Red. What about red meat?
Meat.
No, it doesn't turn red.
Red meat and...
Yeah.
Sushi. Some sushi.
Sausages.
You can
have Bloody Mary also.
Bloody Mary. Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of choices.
Red peppers. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But, you know, in the end, you're going to lack a lot of food.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's very not healthy. You will lose you will lose weight.
This, yeah,
for sure, as any stupid and ridiculous and sometimes dangerous diet on earth, if you stick to something like this for, let's say, 2 weeks, you will lose weight, but it is not healthy. You won't have any fiber apart from tomatoes. I mean, how many vegetables are red?
Yeah, that's right. There's not many, even though they contain lycopene, but which is healthy for us. But you're right. It's too limiting, and
it's a lot of red meat. And you both know that red meat is not the healthiest meat on the planet either.
No, you don't want the red meat. You don't want to eat the fish. What do you think about what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico with the fish?
Dude, what is with you in the Gulf of Mexico?
I'm telling you.
Do you have a house over there on the beach?
No, I don't, but I'm really...
He's that guy selling the oil from the beach. He's selling it online.
You know what it is, Valerie? I'm so pissed off. I'm so angry that they're... Because I think of the panhandle of the United States, the Florida, that area over there, is one of the best kept secrets. People don't realize how beautiful the beaches are. And I was down there a couple of weeks ago, and they've already been affected, and it's really bums me out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is going to be – I'm not an expert on the oil spill, obviously, but this is going to impact. Obviously, we're talking about food. So the food chain over there has been completely disrupted.
I heard the boot camp is trying to solve this problem since we can't solve it here. I heard that the boot camp is shifting, and they're trying to now solve – since you've already solved how to eat healthy and live healthy – now you're on to how to solve this Gulf of Mexico
problem.
She has
a skimmer. Valerie has a skimmer.
You have a skimmer?
There.
Are you with – what's his name? Kevin Costner. Are you with that machine that you're cleaning
Kevin
up the ocean?
Kevin Costner, amazing. This guy has the solution, except maybe – I don't think anybody wants to pay for the solution, but he does have something.
It looks like that's he has amazing. Something, but to clean up the ocean, I think his machine needs
to be – The ocean's pretty big.
I think he needs a bigger one than I think that he's got.
Yeah, you need a bigger thing, but he already has – a solution until today, and nobody has a solution. So I guess it's better to start with something small, but
I agree.
Problem than just look at it and say, hey, we need something bigger. Let's not start right away. And by the way, this is exactly how we should react when we want to lose weight. We shouldn't wait for the big miraculous thing that's going to happen in 5 weeks from now. We should start right now with something small, like a baby step, one baby step at a time, and then you get to your objective or your goal. Same thing for the oil spill. You shouldn't wait until something happens.
Right.
Let's make it happen. Take it right now and just, you know, act. Right now, I'm sure you two are contracting your glutes. Remember, when you talk to Valerie, you contract your glutes.
I am always doing Kegel exercises. I just can't get enough of that.
Now, Valerie, tell us what's going on with lebootcamp.com. What can you expect to find when you go to lebootcamp.com?
So lebootcamp.com, as you know, is the number one online French diet. And I like to say diet because that's what triggers people's mind. But the reality of it, it's a healthy lifestyle. It's more aligned with what Bethany was talking about. It's not something to get very skinny tomorrow without learning about how to live healthily. And you're going to be, you know, receiving an email every day from me with lots of tips and tricks from friends and from around the world with very yummy recipes. And you'll have menu plans every week. You'll have shopping lists. You have very easy exercises. I don't go to the gym myself. I don't like it. I'm like Bethany in that respect. So I really like to integrate exercises during my day. Like now I'm talking to you, I'm sucking in my stomach. That's why I might lack a little bit of air when I'm talking. And you get unlimited support. So each time you have a question, for instance, should I eat a tomato or a scoop of ice cream? You don't have the answer right now. Well, you write to me. More seriously, it can be a more important question.
Right.
But you have unlimited support. So that's the very big difference with the rest of what you can find right now on the Internet. And we have about 700,000 members, so it does work. Otherwise, these guys would have run away already.
That's right. There's something that that people are responding to, that you're resonating with lots of folks to sign up. Now, what about you? How do you stay so grounded and focused? Obviously, you're a very busy person. You're traveling a lot. You're trying to grow the site, and obviously you probably travel from continent to continent. How do you find time to stay healthy and still focused and balanced? Is it a struggle for you, and how do you get through those struggles?
I don't like the word struggle because it makes me feel like my whole life is a struggle and I have to fight for something. So I basically consider it more as a everyday, not even a challenge, everyday goal is to be healthy. Now, if I do like I did yesterday where, you know, I let go of my guard, I lowered my guard and I went crazy over lunch because it was amazingly good, I don't feel guilty.
What was it?
Guilt
what was
makes
it?
You
what,
fat.
What was it that you went crazy? What was the thing that you
just... You really want to know?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I totally want to know.
Okay, I had wild mushroom and duck samosas.
Oh, duck. You went crazy with the duck? That's what... That's pizza?
Well,
I thought you were going to say pizza.
I didn't play with the
She's
duck.
French. She's French.
Okay.
It's going to be duck. It's not going to be pizza.
So you had,
and it's. I mean, samosas are fried, so obviously, you know, that's not the best, you know, thing to eat. But again, it doesn't happen at every meal. And for dessert, I had, oh yeah, please be seated. You might jump. I had fried bananas with ice cream and caramel. Ooh, it was
very good. That's good. Fried bananas are good. Those are really
but
good.
But you know what the thing is? I had a raw food breakfast. I did an hour of yoga. I jogged for half an hour during the day, throughout the day. And for dinner, I had a veggie-only dinner. So the whole day was
Listen, Valerie,
balanced.
You don't have to apologize. It's totally
I
fine.
I am not apologizing.
You don't have
explaining.
To apologize.
We're not judging you here.
No, you are judging me. Everybody's judging everybody. This is the new society.
That's right. That's very true. That's very, very true. Well, I love Lee. Is that going crazy to you?
That's nuts.
When you crazy go crazy,
nuts.
Lee, what's going crazy?
I think.
Tell Valerie how we do it here in the States.
It involves.
So how do you do it when you get crazy, guys?
It involves several boxes of pizza.
Okay. Could I send you a recipe for next time so that
yes.
you have a great healthy recipe
you have a great
for your
pizza?
Pizza and don't order them.
Yes. Well, listen. I don't want a recipe, Valerie. I want you to come here. I want to cook with you. I don't want any of these.
Valerie doesn't cook.
You know, I don't want to do any work.
She's not cooking for you.
I like when people give me like food and stuff, and I can eat with them. I want
to
sit down
so
and have
listen,
a meal
how
with
about
you.
We do a TV show next time together? I come over your house and I'll cook.
Wow,
that would be
awesome. You know what? I'll tell you. If you can last at my house cooking, first of all, my wife hates to cook.
And
the kids
three
are screaming.
Kids. Yeah, that'll
One only eats noodles. One only eat. You know, one won't go near any fish. So, you know, if you can solve this, this would be like, you'd be like the nanny. You know, you come, the French nanny will have you come in and we'll have you solve that. That would be fantastic. I'd love that.
Okay, we've got a deal here.
Okay, what day? Let's
schedule.
Let's check your calendar.
Okay, next week I'm flying to Paris, but when I return, how about
that? Okay, that sounds good.
I would love that. Now, Valerie, you have graciously extended, if any of our listeners are out there and they want to sign up for Le Boot Camp, they can go there. And get, if they put in the code Dr. Fitness, they can get 50% off their sign up. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's DR Fitness. Yes.
DR Fitness. And they can get 50% off of lebootcamp.com. I love
that's
that.
Correct. So that people really don't have any obstacle between their goal of being healthier.
And the thing is, and we're big believers too, Valerie. We think that the reason why most people fail to achieve what they're trying to achieve is because they don't create the support system and they don't create the accountability system to keep them focused on what they're trying to do.
And you know, when you're a celebrity, you have the accountability. You're in newspapers all the time and in magazines. So that's the part that's, you know, the accountability system. And you have an agent and a manager. If you are not a celeb yet, you might be a celeb in your, you know, neck of the wood. You need to have this support system, and you need, as you said, to be accountable. So systems like ours on the bootcamp is, hey, you're accountable to your coach and to yourself, and you have the support system, the forum, and you can ask questions. So, yes, you're right. This is what will make the difference between you being alone in your little corner and taking the decision and having all these saboteurs and energy vampires around you trying to sabotage your diet, you know, decision with pizzas and all the bad things that these guys are eating during the radio show.
That's right.
And, anyway.
Well, Valerie, we thank you so much for coming on today. We love having you on here. We want to have you on next month as well. The website is lebootcamp.com. And it's always a pleasure talking to you. And we can't wait. Lee, first of all, what are Lee and I, what is our role going to be when we get hired for Le Boot Camp? What do we have an office? Do we show up somewhere? Like, who do we talk to? Because I want to work in one of the top 8 places in the world. That's what I want to do. I don't want to work at Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy.
Right. I want to get fired by one of the top 8 places. that's my dream.
I'm not going to fire you. You might just sue me right after.
Valerie, thank you so much for coming on. We look forward to talking to you next month as well. And again, the website is lebootcamp.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Listen, have a safe flight to Paris and we will talk.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
thank
take care. Bye-bye. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
That is Valerie Orsoni. Check her out at lebootcamp.com and check out the website. Sign up for it. 50% off your sign up if you put in the
code. That's cash money.
Dr. DR Fitness when you sign up over there. And when you're online, also check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Go there right now. Listen. We only have 330-some-odd people on our Facebook page. Valerie's got like 15,000.
Yeah.
Do you? That's embarrassing. I want each one of our listeners out there to send, what you know, when you send like all your friends, like
share,
share, like this, you know, go to this thing, become our friend. You got to do some work. If you want us
really
around.
We shouldn't be begging like this.
Yes, we should.
No.
I don't mind begging. You don't have to beg. I'll do it.
I'm not begging.
All right. I'm doing it. Become our Facebook friend and more importantly, listen to our show. Great information and great interviews, great past interviews. And soon our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids, will be out in stores. If you want us to come to your town and entertain you, just email us. Go to our Facebook page as well.